Don't I love her so? Today is the funeral of Her Majesty, the Queen. And you see how I started there in a different kind of voice, and now I've got a more reverential tone. Her Majesty the Queen. That's what we have to do when we're broadcasting today. Put on a slightly different voice. And so marks the final journey of the great lady, who we all loved, all of us, with no exception. And the way the nation and people from around the world queued up to pay their respects in Westminster Chapel was nothing short of extraordinary. Now, a lot of people also said that those people were nuts, but today is not the day to talk about that. Today is not the day to say that people at the front of the queue who queued for 60 hours and others over the weekend who queued through the night in the fairly cold for over 24 hours are probably actually insane. It's not the day for that. It's not the day to reflect that when these people got to the front of the queue, they must have stank. That Westminster Hall, where the Queen was, must have stank of BO and marmalade. I'm not sure whether you heard, but because the Queen appeared in a sketch on her Jubilee with Paddington Bear, people were leaving marmalade sandwiches in the park and by palaces, so everywhere you just had mouldy sandwiches and wasps. A million wasps came to town. And we had to get rid of them by making a giant jam sandwich, in which we also killed some of the insane morons who had been queuing for 60 hours. Because maybe today is the day to say it. You know, it's very sad for the Queen and her family, but thank goodness, to a certain extent, the insanity is now over. People can stop queuing through the nights. There was someone interviewed on the radio who was doing first aid for the queue. First aid for the queue. He said, yeah, cuts and bruises, people falling over. The queue is moving at 1 mile every 6 hours. Who the is falling over needing first aid? Anyway, it is not the time for that. And thank goodness it's not the time anymore for the clinically insane to queue up. Let's face it, 100% of the people who queued up were clinically insane. 100%. That's who the Queen had, paying respects to her. The insane. And you can tell they were all insane, because when they reached the front of the queue, quick bow, and they were gone. What the actual... Is that it? Quick bow, go? You've been queuing for days. Eating mouldy marmalade sandwiches, ripping over Paddington and shitting into the stuffing. At least say a prayer or something. Take your time. You've been there for 26 hours. One person actually said in an interview, when I got to the front of the queue, I couldn't actually look at the coffin. I was so overcome with emotion. They couldn't even look. You've queued for 26 hours and you didn't even look. I'm sorry. But that's the point, I guess. You know, people are emotional. The world is emotional. And why? Because I guess all of this taps into a fundamental truth. All of us are in a queue. And we've been in that queue all of our lives. we know where it ends. And we fear the end. And we just want this journey to continue for as long as possible. Is that so insane? Lots of love to you all.